You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
Again, to the fact that there really is a lot of science linking pesticides to some very scary human health effects, including cancer and birth defects and neurological illnesses like Parkinson's disease. But you're exactly right. The industry again and again came up with this messaging that on the surface is very persuasive. I think, frankly, we were able to do a better job ultimately on the messaging, and that's because we came back to children's health. Again and again we said, you know, these chemicals threaten our kids, and that was really a message that got through to government. Certainly here in Ontario. I can tell you we met many times with the Minister of Environment here in Ontario, and he was very much persuaded by this. And I think finally what got through to him was the message that it wasn't worth taking the risk, that there were safe alternative ways, non-toxic ways for people to have a beautiful property. We didn't need to risk their health, and particularly kids' health, by using these poisons.
I'm talking to Gideon Foreman. He is the Executive Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. His organization was key to the passage of a proposition, I guess I'm speaking Californian, aren't I, of a legislation that made it illegal to sell or apply pesticides for cosmetic lawn care in Ontario, California. And that's been in effect, Gideon, since April 2009.
Dirty bit.